Good morning and welcome to our 10 of 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Since we take in the next three deep breaths, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life, the breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. Hold. Gently. Our second deep breath in. Let us bring our attention into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. Inhale. Hold. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that we have come together to commune and deepen down in spirit. And let us be focused purely with our communion with the ground of being, God in us as us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 58 for Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Do the leaders of the nations know what is right, or are their hearts set on power and fame? Do they look within for guidance to the heart of all hearts? In whom can the people put their trust? The ignorant go astray, following idle gods of illusion. They err in their blindness, fooling only themselves. They are filled with conceit and empty promises. As the hunter with sweet bait lures the deer with intent to kill, the weak become food for the arrogant. O beloved, open our eyes. Break through the darkness of our ignorance. Tear down the walls of our fear. Let us trust in the divine moment, living as children with trust and joy. Let us awaken to our birthright, free to choose the creative path, walking in harmony to the planetary sun. Awaken us to the interconnectedness of all beings, to all that fly and swim, to all that walk and crawl upon the earth. Those who know love will rejoice as the nations learn to cooperate, as the peoples of the earth recover their true heritage. People will say, this time has come to dwell in peace and integrity, to walk together in the light of the Most High, heart of the universe. Divine Beloved, ground of being, thou who art the absolute mystery, the Father within that doeth the work. As we consciously come into communion with you this morning, opening up our hearts and minds to the awareness of our ever-connectedness with you, to come back to the awareness that there is nowhere we can go where you are not. The psalmist said that should he take his bed and live in the depths of the sea, you are there. Or if he should take wings and dwell in the uttermost and highest mountain, even there your hand shall guide and lead him. So in this awareness of your ever-present presence, let us surrender our worries, our concerns, our fears, our doubts, all that drive us away from you, all that separate us from the remembrance of who we are and whose we are. Divine Beloved, Mother, Father, God, there's so many things that are vying for our attention, but sometimes we forget to put our attention on you. Sometimes we forget that you who are the ground of being, the source of all that is, knows what to do and how to do it in every situation, condition, or circumstance we may find ourselves in. But always you are awaiting our return like the prodigal son, with open arms to give us all that we need or desire. Divine Beloved, there is so much happening across the world. As our psalmist said this morning, do our government leaders ever look within and ask for your guidance or direction? We ask that you touch their hearts and minds that they may learn to do so, that they would seek to govern the people with equanimity and justice, that they will seek to find a way to make it a fair and equitable world for all sentient beings, two-legged, four-legged, winged, hoofed, finned. For you created this world for all of us. And whilst you may have given us the highest consciousness, we have shown over the years how we have abused it. Let us remember that we are only caretakers, that this earth and all that is in it belongs to you. Let us come back to the remembrance that we are all interconnected, for everything that exists shares your essence, your life force, your presence. So touch our hearts so that we may stop judging others as different from us, because of their color of their skin, their religion, their sexual orientation, or whatever the other things we find to see and make us feel that we are different. For the hate crimes that are happening because of their race, because of their gender, because of whatever else people find as an excuse, we ask that we can start healing the hearts and minds, not only of those, but of ourselves, that we may look within ourselves to see whatever we may be discriminating or judging, whatever we may be holding in our heart that makes us feel separate or different from others, that may make us feel superior or inferior. You created all life, and all life is an expression of your presence, your spirit, your intelligence. divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. For all those that are grieving the loss of loved ones, those that have returned home to you, may they be comforted. And always remember that love never dies, but it eternally lives on in our hearts. For the healing of each individual for their particular need, be it physical, financial, emotional, spiritual, psychological, whatever their need is this day, we hold them all in this circle of prayer, knowing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. For your thoughts are not our thoughts, and your ways are higher than our ways. Divine beloved Mother, Father, God, for anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For our teacher said it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, that kingdom that is all grace. So, beloved Mother, Father, God, as we close out this prayer, we offer up our hearts filled with gratitude for your ever-abiding presence, for your eternal blessings, for your endless mercies, now and always. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in and allow this prayer to resonate within you. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.